Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Listen to me. Our Noodaloo 2 might change your mind. Take a listen.
Like it or not, camping has changed more in the last decade than it has in the previous century. From solar-charged products to straws that let you drink right out of a river, hitting the open road just isn't quite the same as it was when you were a kid. Now, that's not to say these developments are a bad thing. Sleeping out under the stars in the wilderness is more accessible than ever for anyone. The latest trend, the rooftop tent, taking the outdoors community, van lifers, and gearheads across the world by storm. One of the most affordable and easy-to-use systems is the Roof Nest. The Roof Nest is an aerodynamic fiberglass box that attaches directly to any roof rack with crossbars and instantly expands to create a cozy, protected bedroom. There's enough room in the Roof Nest to store all your bedding right in the tent, so it's always ready and saves the space in your vehicle. With an impermeable fiberglass top and waterproof canvas walls, you'll stay warm and dry inside your Roof Nest, even when Mama Nature insists on getting you wet. Once you park your car, you can comfortably rest inside your Roof Nest rooftop tent in under 2 minutes. The stainless steel gas struts make the tent pop up as soon as you unbuckle it. The Roof Nests aren't cheap, but if you are a serious camper, this thing's worth every penny. I mean, it basically turns your car into a camper. They start at about $2,100, but they are actually the most reasonably priced of its sort, made well and easy to pop up. You can find out more at roofnest.com. I'll also put a picture and a link right up on Lou's Facebook page. So fly on over, little birdie, and check it out. Tweet, tweet. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
It turns your car into a camper. It sits on top of your roof like a rooftop carrier. It's 7 feet long. Hey, Lindsay, what I don't understand is for the $2,100, mm-hmm. does it come with a ladder?
That's a good question. There is a ladder in some of the pictures I've seen, so I'm
wondering. Yeah, I think you need your own ladder. You know what kind of ladder they use? We featured that ladder as a Noodaloo 2.
The eye ladder?
Extender?
Oh, yeah. The extend. It's just called extend. The extend. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a compact ladder that extends up like a, just like a regular.
Right. As high as you need it.
As high as you need it. 8 foot, 10 foot, whatever. You pop this thing on top of your car and, two people can sleep on top of the car.
Yeah.
And it has a hard shell top. So that's the protection from the rain and the sides, sort of like those old VW buses where the camper pops up over the top. But it's really cool.
But it kind of reminded me, I mean, this is, it's not, but what I picture when I see this thing is, do you remember the movie, National Lampoon's Vacation when they're in the wagon and they've got all that stuff piled up in the car?
Yes.
That's kind of what I envision. I mean, obviously they didn't sleep on the car. This is a tent that is on the car, but it's kind of like as high as that car in the movie was stacked.
Right. Yeah. It's cool.
It is cool.
It's very cool.
And it'll protect you from like bears.
Well,
don't you think?
I mean, the bear can still come up to the side of the bear's.
Not if you take the ladder up.
Right, because the bear won't lean on the side of the car and shake you like crazy and just tip the whole car over.
Oh, great. Well,
bears are big, but I like it. If you like to go, like I can totally see this on the top of strapped on top of a, you know, let's say like a Chevy Equinox, right? Which is stingy on gas. And then you go camping, and you pop the tent up there, and you go sleeping up there. And it's really a cool idea.
I'm even seeing pictures, though, on, like, little tiny cars, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what's important, you need to make sure that the roof rack can carry it. Because I know some of the smaller cars, I want to say that the roof racks are only designed to hold, like, 250, 300 pounds. And so if all of a sudden you put two people up there, you'll get over 300 pounds unless you're tiny little people. Like tiny.
Teeny.
Right. Check it out. We'll put it up on our face. Not me. No. I would be violating the roof rack thing all by myself. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll put that information, by the way, up on our Facebook page as well as WGNradio.com.